Fierce game. It seemed like rebounding was a big key for Dodge City in the second half. What was allowing for them to be able to get an advantage on the boards, especially in the second half?
Size and their relentlessness. They continued to go to the glass. We had guys sometimes boxing out, sometimes knock. It only takes one or two every possession. And then you got to go get the ball. You know, we had a bunch of tip balls, trying to go get offensive rebounds, tipping it away from ourselves. Two guys going. Communication was not real good throughout the whole game for our guys.
Jared at times struggled, but you had some real good shots from Garrett Dahl. Tell us about his effort and what made him so good tonight.
Well, I think he came pretty focused. He shot the ball well lately. So he came into practice yesterday and even the shoot around today really focused. Not saying that Koster wasn't. I'm just saying that Garrett did a good job, and he just took advantage of the fact that they were keying off of Jared and knocked down the shots when he needed to.
Lastly, what will you remember most about this team? They had some struggles through the points of the year, of course, the injury situation. But playing late, you were playing some of your best basketball. So what do you remember most about the squad?
Well, obviously, I got it. You know, I have a lot of what ifs because of who we didn't have. You think about it. You shouldn't think about it, but that's definitely something you think about. If we would have been full strength all year, but the guys that have stepped up, you know, we have kids that maybe should be playing JV minutes and having to start for us, stepped up, learned a lot, got a lot better, and. You know, sometimes you play those younger guys and creates conflict, but it never happened. Resilient would be definitely a vocabulary word I would use for the season.